This past week, the amazing Kreskin passed away at the age of 89. Born George Kresge, Kreskin had maybe the most media appearances of any one person in America, traveled the world for decades entertaining tens of millions of people with his mentalist skills. I was blessed to call Kreskin a friend. He appeared here on Issues and Ideas more times than anyone else, which makes him one of the select people I made an exception for my rule for. Here's a look back at some of those times with the amazing Kreskin. Many of us look to the past to learn what we are via books and other resources of history, as well as who we are with those many online family tree construction resources. The future, well, that's left as a mystery, except for my next guest for, ready for this, 65 years. He's been demonstrating the power of the mind and the depth of vision with predictions that have just an uncanny and amazing accuracy. His 20th book is just about released, entitled In Real Time. He continues to appear on stage, as well as in a variety of media outlets, demonstrating his mental abilities of predicting and, well, let's call it influencing. We'll get to that with him in a moment. We say good morning to the amazing Kreskin. Good morning, Kreskin.
Chris, it's you're an old friend in this business, and with an introduction like that, I may hire you to introduce me around the world as they appear in different places. Chris, it's great to hear you.
Philosophical question. Does your ability in any way, shape, or form prove the existence of predetermined destiny?
I don't really think in that. That's a beautiful question. I haven't been asked that in that way. I don't really necessarily feel that it does, because so many of my predictions deal with the fact that I'm traveling endlessly, Chris, and you know, now it's 2.5 to 3 million miles, the airline industry. I think they feel it's over 3 million. And I'm constantly tuning in on the thoughts of people, so I get a sense of direction. During the last major election, I got a sense of how people were going to vote, because if I said something jokingly about the election, it caused people to start to reflect and think. So I wouldn't really say that. Interesting you mentioned that, because we mentioned Carson, and he would ask me privately questions like that. He was very protective of me. And by the way, we're using the quote now, John Romero, who was an authority on gaming in Atlantic and Vegas, and I knew him for years. He passed away last year. He's written a number of books on gaming industry. And we have his quote now, and his quote was in the book, "The most dangerous person I have ever seen in the world with a deck of cards is the amazing Kreskin. The casinos would rather deal to Willie Sutton." Isn't that refreshing to be compared with one of the worst gangsters around? When I said one of the people dropped their coin, and I told them not to deliberately do anything like that. When I reached 10, four more people dropped coins. The five of them had, and one gal came over to me after the whole thing and said, "Kreskin, I knew I wasn't going to drop the coin. I had a good grip on it. But when you reach 10, something made my fingers part." So of the 12 people, five of them dropped coins. I turned to the viewing public and said, "This is the key that will confirm my prediction." Well, let me tell you this. Wednesday night, we went on the air, and it was broadcast on the internet with live feedback on the David Webb show. He and the owner of the company opened the safe. They opened the strong box, and the strong box simply said this. When they read the prediction, it became clear that I had made two dramatic statements, one of which would confirm who would be the next president. And one statement was that if it turns out that an even number of people drop the coin, then the Democrats would win, Hillary Clinton would win. But if it was an odd number of people, there is no question, and I'm certain, that the Republican would win, and that is Donald Trump. What is interesting is this last gal didn't even drop the coin until I was finished, and something made her suddenly do it. I will not say goodbye. Let's just say to be continued.